Welcome to All Things Southern, bringing you the charm and heritage of the South. Now here's your host, the author of Suck Your Stomach In and Put Some Color On, Shelley Tomlinson.
She was born into a ranching and rodeo-loving family in Oklahoma on March the 28th, 1955. By the age of six, she was helping her siblings gather cattle on the ranch. 5 years later, she was devoted to barrel racing, joining the rest of the family on the circuit where they put their rodeo skills to the test. During those road trips, Reba's mom taught her offspring how to sing three-part harmony. It turned out to be a most valuable exercise. After high school, this Oklahoma belle continued barrel racing, competing in some 50 rodeos a year while pursuing her musical dreams, often singing at the same rodeos in which she performed. In 1974, while singing the national anthem, she was officially discovered by songwriter and recording artist Red Steagall at the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma. Within 3 short years, she would release her first album. It was only the beginning of a promising career that continues to reach new plateaus. Today, she is country music's number one best-selling female artist, Reba McEntire. She's a talented actress with stage and screen awards who recently wrapped up a 6-year run with her entertaining self-titled sitcom, Reba, about a Southern soccer mom who learns not only to survive, but to thrive. This charismatic Southerner is a loving wife and mother, a capable businesswoman with her own clothing line, the best-selling author of 2 books, and a committed philanthropist of a host of charitable causes. Reba credits her success to growing up in rural Oklahoma with parents who taught her how to train hard, take directions, and do the best job of whatever she set out to do. In today's Southern Quote, we hear the inspiring words of the incredible Reba McEntire, who says, "To succeed in life, you need 3 things, a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone."
You're listening to All Things Southern. You can find today's Porch Chat, Shelley's other weekly features, entertaining archives, and more at www.allthingssouthern.com. Drop by and leave Shelley a note on the porch. Her address is tomtom@allthingssouthern.com. And here's Shelley with our letter for today from Ron in Mississippi.
Dear Shelley, we always talk straight, right? In the last snapshot on your website of your second road tour, it appears you're offering the bird of paradise. I know you aren't, and never would, but appearances count, and that sign looks suspiciously like the bird. Maybe it's the angle, distance, bad lighting, but at any rate, I'd highly recommend you delete the last picture. Just a friend's observation. You sure don't want to offer the wrong impression in your rocket ride to fame. There, I've had my say, and maybe I shouldn't, but it's kind of like seeing a friend with something on her nose. And you know, that sort of thing is only pointed out by your best friends. Dear Ron, I am not the least offended. Grateful, yes, and highly amused. Thanks for the much-needed laugh. Now, for the record, I was making the I love you sign. As for all of you going to scan the website even now, call off the hunt. The offending picture has been removed. Thanks to Ron. The rest of y'all have a big, big day, and come see me when you can. That's allthingssouthern.com, and this is Shelley with Hugs for All.